1841 to develop 19 lots in Woodbridge Estates, Phase 2, into multifamily subdivision for these 19 lots for duplexes in two unit buildings located on Woodbridge Estates Drive in Jamie Court, Branson, Missouri. The Planning Commission based its decision to deny due to the added density and the road access to the subdivision. These lots are also served by Public Water District No. 2 and the Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. The property to the east is a 122-acre residential parcel. Properties in the north and south are single-family homes, and the property to the west is an undeveloped 6-acre parcel.
Okay. All right. So, those in favor of this, let's speak first.
Get your, go ahead and your applicant. I would have him come
okay.
first.
So, Matthew? Would it be Matthew or would it be Steve? Hey, fellas. It's getting late.
Sorry.
All right. So, would you like to speak about the, Woodbridge project?
We actually have two different projects proposed on this. One relates to changing it from single family lots to duplex lots. The lots are more than big enough for the duplex lots. It is steep ground, except for three of the lots. And we propose the duplexes. It does have a slightly higher traffic count than residential. This is the one that we have the traffic report specifically for, which states that the single-family house use of the existing 19 lots is 181 vehicles daily. Regardless of anything that goes on, there's going to be 181 cars going in and out of there and added to. The traffic flow was approved approximately 10 years ago. Don't know. Roads are all in. Water's in. Sewer's in. Nobody is currently maintaining the roads because there's no houses on it. There's been permits issued before for houses. Some of the electric is incomplete, all the conduits in. But with the traffic report doing 38 units, doing basically 19 duplexes, it changes the traffic count to 221 vehicles, a count of 40 vehicles more. In the past, we had asked for a variance to pull the houses closer to the road because of the steepness of the lots. Again, this will help in this case with the duplexes. They will be pulled further away from other existing homes. And again, you know, our idea is, you know, basically set up an association in that area to maintain trash, do all the road maintenance unless the county does want to take over the road. It is built to their standards. There's no reason for them to not take it over, except right now there's no houses on it. It could be gated. We don't want to do that. And basically it's going to be a pretty much a minimal impact, on the trees and stuff on, most of the lots. As if you, can you pull up the topo?
Put up.
The contours?
Uh huh. I may have to zoom in a little bit.
It'll just turn really red.
Yep, it'll turn really red.
So as you look at it, the lots on the south side are all really steep lots. Those are 2-foot contours. So we have a 15-foot setback. We've shown the plan for parking and all that. We've shown the excess parking past our requirements so that there was additional parking. And we are proposing to build 38 duplexes, or 19 duplexes, 38 units. I can give you this traffic report finally.
Okay.
If you
thank
want
you.
To look at. Our goal is to have management in place to take care of everything. No, at this stage, we do not have management set up. Even if we started building tomorrow, we still have 90 days to get that done.
And if I remember right, this is nightly rental as well, right?
No, this is just duplexes. We actually have one on the books right now going back to nightly rental because traffic was just 19 nightly rentals because the traffic flow is less and that seemed to be everybody's concern.
Okay, so to clarify, this request is for duplexes, not for nightly rental.
Yes, this is just for straight up duplexes.
Zoom way out, Scott. What's around this spot?
I'll have to take the cone to the draw for it. It'll sit there and spin, but we can sure zoom out. This is Lakeshore Drive. Here's the curve, Lakeshore Drive. You go down Lakeshore to South Fork.
Is there any other access other than Lakeshore?
No, this is the first, this is all phase two. This part that's built out is access from Jasmine Drive off of Saints, off of 76.
This project's Lakeshore Drive only.
These 19 lots are accessed by Lakeshore Drive, South Fork to Woodbridge Estates Road. And then right here's your 19 lots. I call it the north part of phase two. The south part of phase two is right there.
And everything else is single family.
This part that's built out is single family currently.
And the ones that would be north of it there, of the houses built north, yeah, there you go, all that, all single family.
Correct.
And I believe most of the lots are like over 13, 14,000 feet. Some of them are 20, 25,000 square feet, so I think the requirement's 8.
I think I heard you say this, but no issues with setbacks. You're able to maintain all the setbacks?
Correct. We actually have a variance for 15-foot setbacks from the road.
Okay.
That's already in place.
And out of curiosity, I see that obviously we're comparing at least the traffic from single family to a duplex now.
Yes.
If you were to build single family on these lots, what would the typical square footage be versus what the square footage is going to be now? They're citing density as a reason.
Of the house, well, they basically be walkout basements, so they could be up to 5 bedrooms. Because you could have 3 on the main floor, 2 in the basement, you know, with a family room, so you could have up to 5 bedrooms pretty easily on all but, you can make the houses bigger, but the north side has 4 or 5 lots that are kind of solid rock. They'd be a little tougher. They'd be 3 bedroom. You couldn't get really 4 or 5 out of them because you'd be dealing with the rock. I'm not saying it can't be done. You can always go up. So there's about 12 lots that would probably be possible 5-bedroom homes.
Okay. So just to help me, because I'm a little slow tonight, it's getting a little bit late, I think.
I started at 4 this morning.
I was not far behind, but you got me beat. So the issue is we as a board need to determine whether or not there was an error made from the previous decision of which they cited both density and traffic were the issues for denying that. I think you've done a good job of showing the traffic was impacted but not significantly. The density, what's your argument for why the density was?
Well, the density is basically lot size. I mean, you can build a, I think it's 8,000 feet for a duplex?
Duplex, you can have 8.
A duplex lot is 8,000 feet.
Foot lot.
Yeah, if you look at it, the lots range well over 13,000 feet up to, I think, near 20,000 feet. So some of the lots are twice the size that they're needed. So from density, I feel like the density is plenty fine for that area, the length of the road. They don't have 80-foot frontages. They've got 100, 110, 120 feet of frontage. So they're, some of them actually have 200 feet, as you can see, the big lot there has a lot of frontage. They're not, you could pull up dimensions, couldn't you?
Oh, well, I've got this one marked out. Okay. And that one's a 14,217, roughly.
Okay. So that one's 14,000 foot lot. That's almost twice the size of a residential lot requirement, but it's almost two-thirds more than the size required for a duplex lot. So they're bigger, so our density, you know, does not seem to be an issue. You know, traffic, we've got the report.
Okay. Rick, do you have any questions?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Tim?
Thanks. Again, Tim Davis. I do point out that the issue of traffic and density both do show up. Traffic is one of the elements to consider. It's on page 3 of 5 of the score sheet that Scott and his staff prepared. And the conclusion of the P&Z staff was that there would be some nominal increase. There would be some nominal increase in traffic flow, but manageable under the existing roads. That was the conclusion of the county's own staff. In terms of density, there's density is addressed on the last page. So we're within the a duplex on lots of this size is permitted under the county's codes. So we're not violating or even asking for a variance on density. And that's all I have to say. And the total score, again, was a +7, which again is a positive score for the project taken as a whole. Thanks.
Any questions? Thanks, Tim.
All right, would anybody else would like to speak in favor of this? Okay. Anybody opposed? Okay, one at a time, please. Go ahead. Yeah.
Good evening. My name is Anna Zadniprovska. I live at 240 Trinity Road, and this is our third time doing this. It gets a little confusing, duplexes, nightly rentals. I apologize in advance if I get confused because I think it's done on purpose. They're hoping that something will slip through because we, the neighbors, can't spend every other Monday night or Wednesday night sitting here for 5 hours at a time. So I'm here to talk on behalf of the families who cannot be here with small children like mine who are at home, and I did not get to tuck them in today. My point is that at the end of the night, we all go home to sleep, to rest, to live. We don't go home to duplexes. Our neighborhood is not duplexes. None of them are duplexes. They're all single-family homes. And may I find out what the vote was last time we were here in February? Last week it was unanimous against the nightly rentals. I don't remember what it was in February.
Yeah.
Unanimous? Okay, so
I'll look at that for
2 months ago, it was unanimous. The commission made the decision based on all of our comments that the plan, I mean, they cited density and road access, but lots of other things were discussed, such as compatibility. As I was saying, I'm asking you to uphold their decision based on several factors. My neighbors have very great numbers about the density of the road, but if you don't mind just zooming out just a little bit, our main issue with this project is either it's nightly rentals, duplexes. The only access is through Lakeshore and that's sharp onto South Fork. And then all the traffic goes through there. So they're going to either go through Trinity or through South Fork to get to their duplexes. All of that neighborhood is single-family homes. I bought my home in 2016. I lived in Branson for 19 years. We looked for a very long time for a house. I'm going to probably repeat the previous people what they were saying. I mean, you work, obviously, in hospitality. We always welcome visitors. But then you go home to go to sleep and to live your life with your children. I have 2 kids. My son was 5. We wanted to go to Branson schools. We bought a house in Branson area. We loved the neighborhood from the first day we saw it. It was actually one of the, we only looked at a few houses, but when we saw the house, we were set. The neighborhood is quiet. It's accessible. It's established, and it was very important to me. I was not interested in a new neighborhood that you don't know who's going to build around you. My house was sold for good money. I mean, I didn't want to be in a position like the people who just left from this area. Yesterday, my daughter went to kindergarten orientation, and once again, we are very happy to be here, to live in this neighborhood, and my kids' safety and security is very important to me. The same like you probably have kids, children, grandchildren. You want them to have great childhood memories riding bikes. We do that not a whole lot because our roads are so narrow that anytime a car passes, we have to go onto either somebody's yard or their driveway, because the roads are so